This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Backdoor, end around, call it what you will, but there appears to be more than one answer to changing an order to spill more water over Lower Columbia and Snake River dams. The House Appropriations Subcommittee on Energy and Water approved an amended version of legislation last week that would stop the current rules put in place to help the fish. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's good to have a backup plan.
Yeah, I was happy about that. You know the old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
Newhouse says this was an alternative to the previous legislation he'd partner with Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers on.
We have legislation that we were able to pass that if we are unsuccessful getting that through all the way to the president, we can address this through the appropriations process. I sit on the Energy and Water Appropriations Subcommittee, and I was able to affect language being added to that appropriations bill that essentially would accomplish pretty much the same thing that the H.R. 3144 would.
Newhouse says it gives them more time to work on a permanent fix.
So it would, at least for next year, stop the forced spill that was ordered on the Lower Snake and Columbia River dams.
Newhouse says the increased spill could cost Northwest Power customers $40 million in higher rates this spring and hurt transportation on the rivers, flood control, and irrigation systems.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.